Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 24th of December 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded mixed in narrow ranges as markets wound down ahead of the holidays, with sentiment muted amid thin volumes and limited catalysts. The dollar index was flat, the yen mildly firmer, treasuries steady, and crude benchmarks slightly higher. Asia-Pac stocks were mixed and range-bound following a positive Wall Street lead but lacking conviction. The ASX 200 edged lower on tech and healthcare weakness, the Nikkei held modest gains around 50,500 despite yen strength, and the Hang Seng and Shanghai Composite were mixed. US equity futures were modestly lower in quiet trade, while European equity markets were mostly shut for Christmas Eve. The FTSE 100 edged down 0.1% and the CAC 40 posted marginal gains. In the FX space, the dollar index was flat within a narrow 97.74 to 97.96 range amid the holiday lull. G10 currencies were little changed against the dollar, except the yen, which strengthened modestly, extending gains following Finance Minister Katayama's comments earlier in the week that Japan had a free hand to take bold FX action. Reuters later reported Japan will reduce its new issuance of super long Japanese debt next fiscal year to around 17 trillion yen, following PM Takaichi's rejection of irresponsible bond issuance or tax cuts. Dollar-yen traded in a 155.60 to 156.30 range. South Korea's presidential office said it was closely monitoring FX. In fixed income, European government bonds were closed. Japanese debt firmed in early trade before pairing gains, then rose about 20 ticks to test 133 after the Reuters report on reduced issuance. Treasuries held in a tight 5-tick range, ahead of US weekly jobless claims and a 7-year auction. Gilts traded flat around 91 with little impetus. Commodities saw WTI and Brent briefly dip before extending gains to $58.76 per barrel and $62.76 per barrel respectively. Spot gold peaked at $4,526 per ounce before retreating below $4,500 per ounce as traders took profit. Copper hit a fresh all-time high of $12,280 per ton, poised for its best year since 2009. On geopolitics, the Kremlin said Envoy Dmitriev briefed President Putin on his US trip and that Russia will soon outline its peace position. Ukraine's President Zelensky said a plan with the US was close, with remaining differences on territorial issues, and that Kyiv expects a Russian response soon. The draft plan could include demilitarized zones and a combat freeze along current lines without requiring Kyiv to renounce its NATO bid. Putin said Russia reject Israel's repeated violations of Syrian territory. On trade, China's Commerce Ministry held talks with foreign trade firms, while its foreign ministry said it firmly opposes the indiscriminate use of chip tariffs and unreasonable suppression of China by the US, warning of countermeasures if the US persists. Japan and the US agreed to expedite their $550 billion investment project, according to Bloomberg. Bitcoin traded around 87,000 and Ethereum near 2,900. Looking ahead, highlights include US jobless claims and supply from the US. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.